I'd like to make a little introduction. This is an important day, January 23rd, but it's really January 22nd, because on January 22nd, 1967, Ralph Doobie died here in Hawaii, or transitioned, and that was the metaphor for Rai turning to essence. Rai returning to the plane of essence, and then Lady Di and acted it out for ISIS in end of August 1997, 30 years later. So we are pledged and dedicated to making this a significant event, so ION has gracefully decided to return and start its third engagement here in the Las Vegas casino of Balmoral Castle. This would be ION's third return, I think. I think I got that right. Maybe it's a second return. I'm not sure. Anyways, ION is here, and we will begin questioning immediately. So you have a question, Greg or Ginny?
Hey, ION.
Hey, sweet Ginny Bell. Just for the record, we come all the time, not just one time or two times or three times. We come all the time.
I think this is your third return to the broadcasting part of the program, but, yeah, you're always here.
Right? Oh, spitfire. It's all recorded. You'll hear it again tomorrow, and you'll think it was yesterday. Then it was 9 years ago, and then you'll look back, and you'll change it again, and then it's just great fun. Y'all have great fun placing these marker places. It's good.
Very good. ION, I got very intrigued by the Chambord conversation, mostly because one thing that has happened recently is I got this incredible craving to drink Chambord in the middle of December. Oh, did you have anything to do with that?
A bit.
Yeah, a bit.
The taste,
okay.
Now, wait. Now, here you go. You live in a special arena because the tannins that would be in that Chambord are different than other tannins. So you had to compare it. And until you had that in your palate, you couldn't compare it. So that you, and then you wouldn't engage it, because that's not something you would just say, oh, let's go do that. You know, especially when there's good Long Island iced teas, why would you need that? But besides all that, it's it was to bring the tannins to your palate.
Ah, very nice. Thank you. So I heard Bob's session and inquiry about the Chateau Beauregard in the Loire Valley. Loire Valley.
And, Loire, yes.
Loire. And I was wondering about that particular location, because you seemed very excited about that Chateau Beauregard. I haven't heard you talk about the Chambord Castle, but you seem very excited about that one. Can you describe a reason that it's interesting?
Where it connects the ley lines of the Loire River, 280 kilometers.
It looks like it's on the 32nd parallel.
No, actually, they've changed the lines. It's actually the 33rd. But the way it crosses, it makes like an accentuation point. You remember back in the days when we actually did the triangulation, and you had to have a focus point for the arc or the 2 pi, and you know what the new pi is, the 3.1415925, and then stops. But it's at an angle. That elliptical Y is at an angle. So it's showing in the 32nd parallel. And from that point, it would come to it. But if you look at it from the actual adjusted polar of the distance between magnetic north and north, you'll find it's actually on the 33rd parallel.
Oh, very cool. Okay. So also in it, the castle apparently was commissioned by Paul Ardier, the treasurer of wars,
yes.
Controller of wars and treasurer. He was the one who started the whole gallery of portraits. And I was wondering about the gallery of portraits, because you kind of made it sound like the Beauregard Castle was related to the real royalty of the Saint Martin family. And I didn't know if these, it's 15 monarchs in 15 reigns over the course of 315 years, and I'm wondering, are these part of the people that represent the San Martin dynasty or family?
They are. They are. And it's great fun, though, because the proof of this is found at 1 Queen Street, Edinburgh, United Kingdom.
What is there? I don't know about that place.
Oh, the Scottish National Portrait Gallery.
So in the Scottish National Portrait Gallery is a reconciliation with the Gallery of Portraits that's in the Chateau Beauregard.
Yes. That's where you can find the Jacobites.
The Jacobites, you said?
Jacobites.
Oh, Jacobites. Okay, I was like, okay.
That's the Jacobins. French,
yeah.
French Revolution, Jacobins.
En français, si.
Très bien. And,
si.
And also, in regard to all of this, the 11 castles that King Francis I put together, and then the 12th.
The 12th. You said the 11th, and then you corrected it with the 12th. Go ahead.
The 12th castle that has not yet been found, but Bob kind of made it sound like there were parts in each castle that applied to the bigger castle.
Yeah. Now, we sent him pictures of all that within the staircases, within the twirl. Back in the early, early days, it's back in the, with the number one, with the twirly, twirly. The windmill
of the castle.
Up in like, it's like a double helix, you know, the windmill spinning thing. If you look at those, each of those castles have ramifications of those spirals. Those spirals are where you will, basically clues to get you to Bob's house.
Which castle is the one that has the most clues to get you to Ginny's house?
Well, you have to go to the wall.
The wall like Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, did?
Here at the wall.
Yeah, Edinburgh.
Oh, Edinburgh.
Does she have to go to Edinburgh in particular or in general? Edinburgh?
No, wait. Slow down. No, it's not. It's neither of those. We said Jenny asked which castle represented her connecting points to her house. And we said, and then, let's kind of rewind now. See how it goes over and over and over and over again, Jenny Bell? That's what we were saying. It just goes on and on. Now, she suggests to go here at the wall. Okay, like the one at Edinburgh is a choice, but that's not the point. That's not the answer to the question. To get to Jenny Bell's house, you have to go to here at the wall.
Have to go to here at the wall. Okay.
Yes.
And I know where that is.
Good.
Out of all the pictures in the Gallery of Portraits, out of all the portraits, the person that you feel I am most like or is most important or related to me?
Well, we almost would say the column of strangers, but there's more than that.
And last week when we were doing the after show with Bob, you talked about lapis lazuli as you kind of pointed
lapis
to that
lazuli.
Color.
Mm-hmm.
Lapis lazuli. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be an important color in Chateau Beauregard, too. Is that
most
the reference
certainly.
You were making or just in general?
It was. No, it was. That was exactly the reference. And then the powdered, it was immediately grasped that the powdered lapis is more valuable than gold. And it does have the gold flakes in it. That's why it's kind of done. But it's almost like the coke variants. And if you look at the mineral content of lapis and actually break it down, it's astounding what it does.
What it does for the body or what it does for life?
It's just what it does.
Just what it does. Okay, so it says, goes about its color, mixture of minerals, blue. It's not really saying. Science and uses. Oh, it doesn't really say.
The composition is NaCa bracket 8 AiSO4 bracket 6 bracket. Okay, I get it. Holy crap.
Imagine that.
Is that the composition of the new atmosphere or part of it?
It sure got a lot of components of it.
It's a tremendous representation. See, remember about pornography, we have coitus, and everybody likes the coitus. Then you have pornography, which is the aggregate or the phony, the false, the not genuine representation of it. Because if you're trying to live like a porn star, you'll go to bed very tired very quickly, especially with the retakes. But the point of that is that you have to have some representation to compare it to. So that's what you use sometimes to make your biases. And sometimes we can just cram it down your throat hole. Oh, wait, not. That's another conversation. That's for later in the show. Or a bit of information like Jenny Bell's pulling. And sometimes we'll drip that drip until we make a spot in the floor, and then you get tired of looking at the spot in the floor, and then you ask about it. Sometimes we have to go a long way around the mountain to get a big enough spot for you to notice to ask. See, how would you have ever come to the place to ask about the 12th castle if you never knew that there was but 11?
Hey, Greg, we're doing lapis lazuli, and lapis lazuli is in the new atmosphere or part of it. Is that what Ian's saying?
The mineral composition of lapis lazuli is definitely in the new environment. And one of the other little tidbits is the ultramarine pigment of lapis was ground up, and this was the most expensive blue pigment used during the Renaissance, often reserved for depicting the robes of angels or the Virgin Mary.
I heard of Ian snickering about Ginny couldn't find a definition. There was a mystery about the substance in the, whatever she was reading, correct, Ginny or Greg?
Yep, that's right.
And we just went to what the mineral composition is.
Right, but the mystery part may be what goes into the atmosphere, or is part make that part is in the atmosphere. What do you think, Ian?
Correct.
Am I on the right track there? Who said that, Greg or Ian?
Ian, while you were talking to Greg, I was looking for the column of strangers and reference and didn't find anything. Can you give me another clue, hint, reference?
Look in Edinburgh.
One of the things the Queen Mum's experience was.
He may be tying it back to that now.
Well, there's a difference between Edinburgh and Edinburgh. Which one are
Edinburgh.
We talking?
Edinburgh.
That's not the capital city of Scotland. Edinburgh is some other place, Ian?
No, it's the capital city of Scotland.
The difference is between the
portrait and the landscape. The portrait and the landscape. Let us ask you a few questions that may help us, give you some more clues. Which dog do you love the best?
Well, I love them all.
Exactly. So which one would you save if you could only save one first? And why?
I guess I'd save the one that was in the closest proximity to me because that would give me the best chance of succeeding.
Good. And so the portrait of strangers comes into a place that it's all-encompassing, and it's not recognizable because you'd say, well, I love this dog because of this, or I love this dog because of this, and this is not that dog, and that's not this dog, but I love this one, I love that one, but for different reasons. Why? And for you, it's just a blanket. I'm going to say, if I can only save one, I'm going to save the closest one I can. There's not one that I care more for than another, but yet there's some things that one does that the other one doesn't does that you, maybe they have sometimes idiosyncrasies that you don't care for, like when they have their little spat and get mad and pout and all those fun things. There you go. Those good and bad are the inference that you're applying. So the portrait of strangers would be the representation of how you can go beyond a definitive point of, I like you better than you and why. It's all inclusive. Does that help?
Well, if we go down to, I asked you out of the 327, which was the one that resembled me the most, and you said to go to the column of strangers, which is all inclusive. So instead of narrowing it down into a comparison, you're saying just expand it into everything. Or include everything or everyone. No?
Well,
no, Janine, no.
You're reaching.
Janine, I'm going to give you a break. Hang in there. Let's see. The next person deserves the access to these topics about Chambord or whatever. Is that you, Roxy?
Yes, what about that from Canelli? There are so many questions, and now that I was listening to you.
Oh, honey, now just be easy. Don't freeze up. Stay with us. You flow like a mighty rushing river. Just be easy. We're going to go slow. We're going to go easy. Okay, let's go to the Chambord.
Like
Easy. We want this to go tranquilo. Let's go to the Chateau de Chambord.
Yes, since I saw Chambord, every time I see it, I get, like, very deep emotion. Sometimes I even cry just to see pictures of that. And I wanted to ask why you told Bob that I should not go.
Because.
Okay, and this took me into looking in the encyclopedias of stone that are all these complex relationships between the cathedrals, the castles, the gardens, the decorations, the arts, and all the symbols that take us to the pyramids in Giza. Chambord is aligned with the pyramid. And the proportion of the castle, the highest point is like half the height of the big pyramid, and that's the coat of arms of San Martin.
The pictures that you're trying to get to are on the chat line that you can find. Great. The one that you're trying to do again.
Okay, you'll have those pictures later. Go ahead.
That's right. But we're just making a marker so you can say, oh. Okay, now stop right there. Hold on right there. Slowly. Here we go. The coat of arms at the Chateau Lafitte is in there also. Now, the Chateau de Saint-Martin, you know, you already know within the nine gates and where we are there and how that all applies. You got that. You've done that very well. You can help other people figure that out. But let's don't go there because that's good. The Chateau Lafitte, however, is the one that you're missing, the details of the Chateau Lafitte. It's there, too, as well. The reason you should not go there to this particular one, you can go to all the other ones, just not that one, is because of the bump. Do you remember the cocaine world? Does anybody remember cocaine? Okay, if you're not doing a big thing, and you just get a little bit, and you go, or whatever, a snort or a sniff or a puff or a line or whatever you do, but they call it a bump, just a little bit. See, you hit a bump in a little bit, and then you're in a very exposed position. It's in your system. You going to that particular address or location, it comes into a shift. Oh, we got it. Fringe, the ones we left behind. Those we left behind. Do you know Fringe?
No, I've never seen it. I've heard a lot about it.
Fringe,
Bob,
season 4, episode 6, Those Left Behind. That'll explain it, because if you understand that, then you'll go, oh, my God, you mean if I go there, that happens? We go, yeah, you shouldn't do that. And you can do that, and you don't need all a bunch of stuff, but Billy could help you out a little bit, but then you had to get Walter, and Walter's too much fun. It's the reincarnation of J.R. Bob's Dobbs.
Très bien, très bien.
Très bien. Si. C'est la vie, or c'est la guerre, that's more like it.
Oui, les patates choux et les divins enfants. Mais when I was listening to Jeannie, the word mare came to my mind, and it's like from, if we do the green language, like this thing the alchemists will do, and you do a lot, and Joyce did, and Rabelais.
Yeah, wrote de Ferre.
There is this guy and the mare that also reminds me of Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I have this word in my head now? The mare. La mare. Also of Merlin, Merlin.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't la mare French for sea? Is la mer French for sea?
Yes.
Ocean? Well, that's Ion's symbol for the Gulf sometimes.
It also sounds like mother, like mare.
We say that in other words is ma. And then has your mom or nim.
And then in Japanese, mm-hmm. ma means the gap, the resonant interval.
Yes.
So the gap, the guff is the resonant interval between your physical and your ascension. It was the resonant interval between your physical and your ascension. Or the little man condition and the ascendant condition. And that can be the womb metaphor, the mother metaphor, the ocean, all that comforting imagery is for little man.
There have been questions, like for centuries, people have noticed that this is all encrypted and encoded, and they have been trying to get the meaning and the higher agenda of, for example, Chambord and all this system of castles. For me, of course, it relates to the upper Re Magnus, the Re Magnesium.
Oh, my God, if you're going to go that far, the only thing we can say is go to Baron Eric de Rothschild. You got that? You got that?
So what is this?
Because,
Eric today, or is he stumbling in history? Eric Rothschild.
He's today.
Look him up. We can find out what...
Okay. That's the Chateau, Chateau Lafitte. Chateau Lafitte. Chateau Lafitte. Merlot.
Okay.
Chateau Lafitte.
Okay,
Rocky, what about...
Marlboro, they also have the pyramid.
Yeah.
Are you saying the Marlboro family, Roxy?
Yes. Yes, because, for example,
yeah,
just today, Marlboro cigarette and their coats of arms, they also have the pyramid.
They do.
So how do they really...
Those are clues. Those are clues. Hold on. Clean this up, Bob. Get it all the way up to the Medicis and get on with this, because that's where it all connects. We did this
for
you the
other
day.
Get it there.
Get it up to the... Get on with it. Let's go. Go to the Medicis, because that's where you're going to land.
And start asking about Margarita.
That's where you don't know. That's where you don't know, and that's what you're trying to figure out. You have access to all the sun, moon, and stars, everything in the world you get access to and have instantly at your fingertips. And you come back asking us drip, cliched archetypes of what might be, and if it was, if we could, that might connect. Yes, on the Bon Ami container of the bar scrubbing solution, there is a clue to where the 12th castle is.
Ask about Margarita de Navarre. Like, was she a parallel worlder? Why is she so influential, Roxy?
Yes, how I am related to Margarita de Navarre.
You are closer than you know.
She has a painting with the mirror, and she's in her nightgown. I find that portrait very
special. She is
closer
than you know.
ask how close she ask where mm-hmm. Is this like in your washroom, in your bedroom? Ask where she is.
Actually, my mother wanted to name me Margarita, but my father said
yes.
It was too much flowers because my last name
many
is Flower.
Names.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Margarita Flores would be too much, but somehow
correct.
There was also a friend of mine that made a song about me, and in the song he used the name Margarita to make fun of me.
Yes. Well, yes, but it's a connection point. You keep asking the right questions, but you don't really want the answer. So we can't just answer because you don't really want the answer because you're not looking for the answer. But we like the conversation because the conversation gets you closer to the knower. You see? And then you can
what?
Embrace it just a little bit.
Hold on.
Easy. Stay Stern. You know things, okay? The things that you know and apply, they either do or they do not. Now, you are drawn to certain things. As you're drawn to certain things, go with those things, embrace those things, and then start connecting it. Do you know what a reticule is? A reticule is a pocketbook. A purse, a valise, a reticule, where you put your little treasures.
Oh.
Okay. So you're walking around picking up pawpaws, putting them in your pocket. These little gems that you're bumping into, put them into your reticule, and then you can be able to piece them back together or look at them in a different light. When you see them in a different light, as long as it isn't at the Chateau de Chambord, you'll be all right. Okay? And I put the vintage of the Chateau Lafitte on the... I put the vintage that you wanted to look at on the drip, what do you call it, the typey, what is it, wordy words, the snaps, the
chat line.
Chat line. Yeah, the shit chat. That's the one, the shit chat.
I would like to ask you about the thing you sent, the folio. I don't really know.
We could have some fun and go to Beavis and Butthead and
but
do cornfolio. We could do
artist.
Yeah.
That's like the
okay,
of somebody
what is,
related
what?
To the main.
You talking about the email Ian sent you with Lennon Court documents? Oxy, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
What? Yes. Ion.
Yes.
What did Margarita de Navarre have going for her? Why was she so influential in Erasmus and Rabelais and everybody? I think Ion had to take a break. I'm not sure. You still there, Ion?
Yes, there's so many questions.
And that's
like
all
to
you need to. And that's all you need to know.
Okay, good frequency communication there, Ion. Wonderful frequencies. But in English, Margarita influenced Erasmus and all these people. Was she? Is she still alive? Let's try that one. Is she still here in her body from 500 years
some
ago?
Some days.
That's a new variation. Some days.
Well, we're talking about
Monday,
Roxy.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
No. Some days.
All right, good.
See, the things
but
that are left
why
behind.
Why did she have
playing.
Such an influence?
Oh,
she
connecting
she
all the way.
She inspired Henry VIII.
Of course. And that's why we went all the
she
way
inspired
through.
Inspired the anti-Vatican movement.
And was able to single-handedly finance it.
Is that where I got my money from?
Margarita de Navarre?
No, hey, Roxy, this is an important question. Is that where I got my money from? Because you have me. They're wondering where I got my money from at that point. They got it from her?
Tom, are you, complaining?
Her?
Are you complaining or bragging again?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm not praying. I'm praying.
okay, you
go,
knew you were
going
to get
ahead,
back
Rocky,
to Bob.
Go
now
ahead.
You're going to be successful. You got back to Bob. You're going to be successful now. It's all
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes,
the
Bob,
answers
that's
will
a connection.
Flow, Rocky.
That's right. It's a connection, Bob.
Yes,
it is the connection.
There is a,
the flow
there is
to
a
the
connection
dot.
With a poem also that Margarita wrote a poem about. Anise died, and Anise appeared to her as a ghost, and she said, there is no death. Anise called The Mirrors of the Sinful Soul. And this poem was taken by Anne Boleyn, that was her lady of honor, to Elizabeth I. And Elizabeth I translated that poem. Is that poem important somehow?
Yes, it's very important, and what it applies to is the Louisiana Purchase.
That brings in St. Germain.
Well, mostly it's about 827,000 square miles.
I used to think the Louisiana Purchase was down by Louisiana, but no, it's the middle Midwest, Middle America, huge Middle
yeah.
America. That's
Vintage
Louisiana.
De la Louisiane. Mm-hmm. The sale of Louisiana.
I see a lot
ahead,
the X. The X is the cross of St. Andrew, and that was the saint patron of my family. And they have 8 cross of St. Andrew in their coat of arms. So what will be the link to that symbol?
Sage. If you look closely, there is... sage. Now, some have, you're going to get all the way into Victoria if you keep going, but the oil of the stuff that you kiss
Victoria de la Robera?
Yes. Some has the oil of mistletoe and the little piece of mistletoe, but that was a different issue. See, that was a different conversation. There's also sage in those coat of arms. The ones that include sage are the ones you're trying to connect.
Mm-hmm. Ian, would that include the label on the bottle, Chateau Beauregard label? You know, 1100
yes.
AD
yes.
or something when it starts.
Sabio. Yeah. Sabio.
Bingo.
Sabio.
Yeah, thank you.
Sabio.
Bob sent me that etiquette, but I could not open the file. I could not see the file. Why?
Yeah, it was not meant to be seen by anybody else, Ian?
We didn't say.
Were you censoring the opening of that? Yeah,
well,
we didn't
maybe,
say. They didn't say about it. Don't take it personally.
They got to have something to talk about in a minute. So it's
yes.
Hey, Bob. She's
yes.
back.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, Roxy, next question.
Yes, he said something about Victoria de la Robert was your daughter, you know, the young man that you were in Urbino when you were the Duke
Provence,
of Urbino?
Provence.
Oh, yeah.
Provence.
Federico El Baldo. I got more information on that. We'll be playing later, Roxy. That was up front. We'll explain that later.
Provence.
Are the Troubadour Revolution involved with this in 1200 AD? Famous, I don't know, Provence. That's where they were, the Troubadours.
Yeah.
What were
yeah.
they inspired by, Ion? The wine?
Roxy.
They were inspired by Roxy.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm digesting all these.
Okay, we're going to give you a break. We'll bring someone else in. We'll come back.
Well, I just want to make a question about the
okay.
Rings of Fire.
Hurry up.
There was an oven that was made by the alchemist in Urbino, the place where Federico Ubaldo de la Rovere lived. And that
yeah.
oven is in Chateau-Dampierre. And there's also a sign that's very intriguing in the Chateau de Lurie that has some majuscules and some minuscules, like with no, I mean, seems to be arbitrary, but it seems like that's also a code.
Not a code. It's a key. It's not a code. It's a key.
Okay, you think about
Hello?
That, Roxy. You got to bring some
Hello?
Other people
it's
in. We'll get back to you. Yes, we're
code,
here.
It's a key. Not a code. It's a key.
Right.
Okay,
okay,
just one.
Put you on mute. okay, go ahead. Hurry
she's
up,
been waiting since Jesus. She's been waiting since Jesus. And she's got the third question out of 9,278,000. Now we got to get number seven one more time. Okay, darling, darling, my true love, come a swooping like a dove.
Okay,
go,
what's
Roxy.
The beautiful mystery?
What's your question?
Cathedral of St. Reims, what's the beautiful mystery?
The application. The beautiful mystery is the application. It's always a mystery until it applies. You know, Bob's tiny note. You know, William Irwin Thompson,
yes,
the ridiculous
note.
Old sock. The old ridiculous old sock.
I asked you, it says, once you have seen, it says this in one of the castles, once you have seen the beautiful mystery, I ask you, please be silent. Something like that. Please be silent. Why were they requesting silent? Just normal Emerald Tablet wisdom, Ion? Don't tell the little man what you're doing?
First of all, it's none of their damn business, so that's the beginning. The first part of etiquette is keep your damn mouth shut. Everybody's running around talking too much, and then they don't even know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Then they speak about what they're speaking to, and they don't know what they're speaking for. Then they have to have things and work out things and get details, and then they get their feelings hurt, and they turn around with their bad, hurt feelings, and they want something else to make that right, and then something else, and then something else, and something else. And then 7,000 days later, you come back along and say, oh, wait, we're back to where we started from. Okay, let's just, can we not just get along? And then you do. So you have the codes that you try to key in to figure out the difference of where you want to be and where you are so that your emotions don't kick in and make you so unhappy that you're deluded by this knowing that you think you've known. That's, of course, fleeting. As we say to Bob all the time,
wonderful.
Are you going to believe us or them lying eyes of yours?
They're not knowing, knowing.
Okay, Roxy.
Yes, they're not knowing.
Yeah, I'm knowing, knowing.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
knowing,
good.
Knowing.
That's yummy.
That, okay,
if you
Roxy,
can take
we'll,
those, bi- if you
we'll
can
be
take
back,
those
Roxy.
Biases, yeah, work on your questions, darling. You.
Yeah.
Reverse
your question.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Your work is beautiful. It's beautiful. Bob appreciates it more than you know.
Okay, thank you.
Super sugar love.
Yeah, my sugar love. Say, she got,
okay,
she's
we will
get
now bring
some,
in
she's gonna get it. She's going to get us some of the Goyesha cup. Here we go.
Now we have the Princess of Costa Rica, Jermaine Renner. Go ahead, Jermaine.
Hey, Ion. Nice communicating
hey,
with you again.
Hey, sugar. We've been there all along. Ain't it been fun?
Yeah. No, I know you've been along. Yeah, it's been so fun.
Mm-hmm. How's tricks?
I have a question I've been thinking about. You
yes,
know
they're
going
to have Manolo Blahnik later. Yes.
You said what?
They're going to have Manolo Blahnik later, for sure. The new ones.
The new ones, okay.
Yeah.
So you know how we can shift into other bodies?
Wait. We don't do a great deal of that. We don't discuss a great deal of that. But yes, we do. Go ahead.
Okay. Well.
No, you can. Go ahead with it. But when we don't go all out balls in to tell you every detail about it, that's why. But go ahead.
Well, just the gist of it. Like, enough just to play with. So, I know that can be done. And
yes, it very obviously is, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
No contest. This is the part you're not going to get a bunch of, the residue. So you're not going to get a lot of the residue. There's always the shadows. What you know, there's the shadows. Number one knows about this, too, but he didn't really talk about it much. He tries to placate it into some other thing and change it into code or something ridiculous, but it's all right. You don't know what it is, so you go by what you know. People don't know what they like. They like what they know. So for you, the residue or the leftover parts, when you walk in, you can see fashion as out of date when some of the shit hasn't even come out yet. but you see it as blasé, and the others would know it to be haute couture, would they not?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yet you see it as, oh, that's done. That's, God, that's bad Chanel. You know, you can spot it a thousand miles away, especially that putrid vomit milk of magnesia color, Pepto-Bismol pink. You know, it's horrible. Now, we're not supporting Tom Ford either, that little anorexic thing. He's not worth spit. He needs to fatten up a little bit and make clothes that people can actually wear. If you're tiny and you have no shape or bumps about you, then he's your man. But that's another conversation. The residue, the leftover parts, are what makes things hot and what makes things not. Let's say if you're going to take a product, you're going to launch it. You have to have the residue right. So it really doesn't matter. You could be selling stone cold dog shit and make billions, if that's what you're trying to make. It's billions. Bob's doesn't even know what billions are, but he can go through them when he wants to. It's the greatest fun ever. It's the greatest show on earth. But if you got the residue right, folks embrace it. They must have it. They must connect to it. And they do. So does that answer your question without saying too much regarding your predicated outcome, however visceral?
Yes, it does.
Good.
And then as far as the shift that I'm going through, like just changing, being open to anything that's to come, not like being more easy.
Ooh,
and wanting to.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. How's that working for you?
Just going with
you like it? You like it? You like it because then
yeah.
You can fold your arms. Then why do you fold your arms and sit, put them on the table and put your face in your, or your either side of your cheeks and look and stare and wonder why you're still here?
Here.
Okay, let's talk about Hermé. It's much easier to talk about Hermes, ain't it, darling?
With me.
No, but we're having fun because we can't get too serious. This is, it's much more fun to laugh than to cry. What we're trying to do is we're trying to connect to the residue. Remember, we always, with you, we get everything down to the lowest common denominator, the base point. The base point. That means your lovers will just play with and say, oh, no, we're not speaking to you. Get yourself buck-ass naked. And this cat takes his damn clothes off. That's what's the most hysterical thing about it, all over and over. And he takes his clothes off. I said, okay, let's go. That's great fun because it's the basic, simplest level. And so genuine and so in earnest and so on point. Completely full of shit, but so on point. You get it?
Yes.
But it's wonderful. And that we resonate to that because that's an example of what we're trying to show you.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember the prepositions?
All the ones that are being presented to me now?
No. All of them.
Everything from everywhere.
No.
Oh.
Not everything from everywhere. Prepositions.
You know, above, below, beneath, beside. You remember everything a rabbit can do to a stump. Those are prepositions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, and go on and on and on and on. Every preposition.
Okay.
Now, you've got the answer to the question. Now, what's the question? Ion, you said something vulgarly familiar about residue. And then we said a bunch of blah, 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 blah. And then we asked about blah, 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 blah. And then we got to the end and we thought we knew what you said, but we didn't. So now one last question we wanted to ask to make sure we got right was, hey, Ion, the end thing that's left, the residue part, does that apply to something we've talked about tonight? Yes, my darling, darling, it does, it does. When you have residue, apply all the prepositions to it.
And it could be residue from anything.
It is mostly. That's what you keep asking about that we're not talking about much. But we're trying to answer the question. When we send you to Cartago to do a specific task, that's what we mean for you to do.
Okay. Got it.
If you don't, that's okay. That's okay. That's not a problem. But you're going to cause a residue. And you're going to cause a residue to a point where you're going to start bumping into it. Now you're starting to bump into it. And we're not surprised because that's how that happens. And it's okay. You have an eternity. And we have the world to offer you.
And I want to take that world that's being offered to me.
Yeah.
Cartago, I already know where it's. You basically and I leave the 25th to do just that, just for that purpose, nothing else.
We know, and that's why we're trying to not answer your answerable question right now. So good. The good news is that you're getting there. The indictment is it took you this many steps to make that so. Because you didn't have to go through all this bullshit. You were at the L'Hermitage and you went through the wall and you could have went right there and done it and been back in 2.3 seconds and not have to go through all this blah, blah, San Jose bullshit in those horrible places and those terrible, what you got to go through. But, hey, darling, it's okay. It's going to be nice. At least the weather will be nice and steamy. You can enjoy that.
Yep.
But just remember, at 6 o'clock every day, at 6 o'clock, they're going to play Ave Maria on the radio. You'll love it.
6 o'clock every day at the church.
No, and every radio station in all of Costa Rica.
Turn
it on when they do anything. Make sure you listen to it to see where you are. And there might be residue. That song is sometimes fingernail paste. Fingernail paste.
Fingernail taste?
Yes. Now, let's talk about your new dress.
The purple one and green one?
We love it, don't you? Girlfriend, that damn thing fits. How did you get that exact to fit, or did you make yourself fit to it?
Well, it was a...
No, we want to know. We got to know.
I made myself fit in it.
Oh, you made yourself. Okay. Because, you know, otherwise we were going to say that you got a nice airbrush spray paint because it fits. It is very, very couture. It's very good couture. Not bad, honey.
It's with your help. Last time I asked how to make the non-physical outfit. Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it works. It works. It works. It works.
I might just wear that when I go and clean all my stuff. I'm going to be dressed with my non-physical dress.
That sounds fun. Yummy, yummy, yummy. And your mom's good, finally?
Yeah, she is. She's doing great.
Good.
She's finding herself. Yeah.
Well, don't be all hoity. She'll slap you in the next Tuesday, and sometimes she should. She is where she is. You just love her where she is, and you'll be all right. Okay.
Yeah. What about her mother?
Well, stop. That's enough. It's not really your fight. Well, just ease off. We didn't say slam on the brakes. We said ease off the gas. You're ready to floor it. You're making...
Even if it interfere with me.
That's the point. That's the rub. It's not about that. It is about you, but it's not that she's coming and going to live in your bathtub. So just let that develop a little bit because you're going to make a wrong decision. You're going to rush into something that's going to cost you $10,000 a month. And it doesn't need to go that way.
Okay.
But you know what we mean.
Yeah. I was ready to do it. I thought it was a risk that might be something that I wanted to do. But not just because, you know?
Well, that's not your calling. But you can help. That may, in your future now, that may be a different conversation, and it may be wonderful. But why can't it be in a settled, safe environment where you are engaging but not culpably responsible? How about that?
Yeah, that sounds better.
it feels better too, because you have no way. Don't commit yourself to that other way, because otherwise that's going to end in tears, and then everybody's going to get mad, and they're going to say, "Why the hell did you commit to all this if you had no intention of doing it in the first place?" And that's what we're saying to you right now. Why in the hell would you commit to this if you had no intention of doing it in the first place? But he's your grandma, and you got to do this, and yada yada yada. Guys, get out of give it a bit of better, but a notch in your neck, and your mosh, and a better. You know, he's going on and on and on. So, support it, assist it. 2 days a week, you're in like Flynn, no problem. But this all the time stuff is too much.
So the words, can I say them now?
You may.
Impravia.
Yeah.
Molestale cavallo.
Right.
That one, I felt something with that one right now.
Yeah, well, see, you're connected, too. And you've been connected, but you wouldn't accept or note that you were expected. Do you know what spit is? So you know what spit is. So you say you felt something this time. Do you know what an expectorant is?
No.
An expectorant is what you take to make the phlegm come up out of your chest. Make it like if you have a cold, an expectorant is like in a cough syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, an expectorant brings all that up. Well, when you're connected to us, we become like unto you as an expectorant, which means you expect it to be connecting, and then it does. And then all of a sudden you have fire and power and blah, 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 but you do that already anyway. But it's just your connection to you. I mean, you know, if you're not worth your spit, pardon the wayward pun, then it isn't worth much anyway. So just go with it.
And then, you know, the new, like, hobby that I like doing to connect with myself with the cards? That's fun.
Yeah, I know, darling, but it's a parlor trick. Don't get too good at it or we'll put you in the circus.
Yeah, it's just here and there for little things to clear up.
We don't care about that. We don't care about that. But if you make it be about that, then you're going to have to get a monsterful palisade high rise to store them. Because then you'll have to have a different set of cards to do a different set of things. And then this. And then it's like, then it's a house of cards. And that's not what you're trying to build. You may, but that's not what you want to be on. So we say just know it's a parlor trick and let it be at that. And don't do parlor tricks and you'll be all right.
Are you talking about tarot cards, Jermaine? Is that what I wrote in tarot cards?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm talking about tarot cards.
Do you have a non-personal knowledge question you want to ask before we move on to someone else?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, ask about Jack. Ask something about Jack. How's Jack doing? What's Jack screwing up on? Does Jack love Bob enough? Ask something like that.
Well, Jack thinks that Bob's one of the most powerful men in the world. And he sent him a love letter last time. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? But now be careful, because Bob says when you send him a love letter, that's just right before you send the I hate your guts letter. Because Bob's the one you got to love till you hate and then hate till you love. You know, you can't have it both ways. You'll end in tears when you got to love Bob to survive. Right, Bob?
I think he'll be fine. You know that guy.
It's all good. But now listen, he has a distended clavicle, where the clavicle attaches to the shoulder. It's distended, and that's where that pain's coming from.
From playing basketball?
He's just distended it. Of course, Renew would help, but you could just take the little spray bottle with the Renew, and just wait after God, please put his ass in the damn shower and make him clean up. And then once that's done and he's dry, just spray a little on it and let it dry, and then spray a little on it and let it dry. That'll help.
I will do that.
He needs to do something to move some of the lactic acid around. Otherwise, he's favoring it. He's going to hurt himself.
Very good, Jermaine. We'll come back.
Have you ever heard this no pain, no gain bullshit is ridiculous? It hurts. Stop.
Okay, Eliza. Go ahead, Eliza.
Hi, Ion. Hi, Bob.
Hey, little Eliza Jane. How you, darling?
I'm good. So, my first question is, I'd like to know what is going on with my neck and throat area.
You're extending your hypothalamus. Do you know what that means? You know your new weirdness with temperature?
Yeah, I think
everybody else is burning up and you're not. Everybody else is freezing to death and you're not.
Yes.
Everybody else is like, oh my God, how can you be out here in this? And you're kind of fine, I'm comfortable. It's very nice.
Yep.
Okay, that's the extension of the hypothalamus, and it happens. Now, some people say it's affecting your pineal gland, but don't go get a full body scan just yet because you are becoming it.
I actually have an appointment scheduled because...
And if they suggest a PET scan, say, oh, no, thanks, I'm good.
So no PET scans. If they suggest anything else, should I be okay with it? For them to check it out, or should I just? Well, now that I know that it's a becoming, because it's been like about more than 2 years, this process, this thing that's been going on with my neck area.
Imagine that.
And I had a feeling it was related to the time when Bob was complaining that he couldn't hear me clearly over the phone, and I was using phones
and headphones,
and I was trying so many different things. I had a feeling it was related to that.
But see, a positron emission tonography, if you have that, it's going to show things that they're not going to understand, and they're going to think it's something else, it's going to be different, and it's just going to fuck things up. Not to mention, I don't like the tracer that you would use for contrast. For you, you don't need any of that extra just yet. I mean, it wouldn't blow you out, but is something so wrong that you'd have to take a tin blading? Well, I guess we could surgically remove the hypothalamus, but you might need it later.
No, no surgeries. But this is the very reason why I've been putting this, getting it checked out by the doctors. I've been putting it off for the longest. And, I just finally started to consider it because I'm hearing it from so many family and friends, like, you know, get yourself checked out, da-da-da-da. At this point, should I just cancel my appointment?
No, hell,
yeah,
go.
Just tell your parents and just tell your relatives you're ascending.
Hey, you got this. Elijah.
Uh-oh, Dr. Dean's here.
Dr. Dean.
If it's a hypothalamus, what's it doing to all your lymph nodes? That doesn't sound hypothalamic to me.
Well, it's extending. It's changing. Her hypothalamus is extending. In the pineal
your regular knowledge scale does not apply, Dr. Dean. You're using obsolete medical
gland.
No.
Okay, she's read the Dr. Green's coverage. She can't be sued.
Eliza. She's just making the right words. The right words are, how does it apply to a node or a lymph node? Okay, the distance that it's extending is causing the adrenals in that area to be exacerbated or elevated, or they're faster. And in fastness, it is having an outcome in the lymphatic system to say, this is big or sore or an issue. It's changing. She's changing a bit.
Is there a certain distance that the hypothalamus is extending to? Like, is it going down?
No, just enlarging a little bit.
So the hypothalamus is enlarging, and that is affecting the...
That's just a region, but it's just changing a little bit. That's all.
And that's affecting the pineal gland and the hormones and everything else in the lymphatic system?
Yes.
Well, the hypothalamus, I think, affects everything in the body.
Yeah.
I think everything affects everything. If I say everything affects everything in the body, is there something that would not fit into everything affects everything?
Water.
Water, mm-hmm. Okay. Eliza, do you have any questions about Jefferson Place or what you were discussing 4 months ago?
I I just wanted to finish on this. Ion, you said something about the trace and contrast that I'm doing.
No, in the test, in the PET scan, we didn't like the tracer, the radioactive dye that they use for the markers of their PET scan. We don't care, but we don't like them. You don't require those. So we're just saying we can't see how PET scan is going to help you know what you know, don't know. But any other thing you want to have done, anything else you want to have done, knock it out.
I think they said something about doing an ultrasound.
Okay, cool.
All right.
That's easy.
But even if I miss this appointment, it would be totally okay because now I know that this is just a becoming and the hypothalamus is extending. It's getting bigger.
Yeah. And if you bite it, we'll send flowers. Don't worry. It's okay.
Either way, what's the difference?
Either way, it's okay.
Getting better at transitioning.
Ion, a few weeks ago, I was at a dentist's office, and at the last second, the dentist, because she already knew that I was not having mercury in my teeth, by the last second when she said she was going to deposit a very small, tiny, minute amount of mercury in because the white filling wouldn't be compatible with anything else. Ever since she put that in, my immune system, I've noticed, has just plummeted, and I haven't been sick in more than a decade, I would say, but I got sick within like a week or so after she put that mercury in, and I was thinking of going back and removing it. Does that sound like a good idea?
Well, we'd say please yourself. Your body certainly could assimilate a bit of an amalgam or the mercury. You could assimilate. You could eat that pretty easily. But it's interesting. Why couldn't they have used gold or the dental gold that has a lot of platinum in it? That'd be stronger than the amalgam, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why. She just picked up like a small, tiny piece of mercury. It was either that. She said it wasn't going to be compatible with anything else, but she didn't suggest gold or anything. Gold would have been more, I guess.
Well, you can chelate.
Is she influenced by a negative publicity about mercury? Is that affecting Eliza? Her mind?
It would. It could a bit, but see, she's got other things changing anyway, so that's just a part of the bigger systemic issue. We'd say give it a minute, because they just did it. You won't die of mercury poisoning right out of the chute anyway. It takes a minute.
So leave it alone for a minute? See how it goes?
There's no reason, because you're going to make it more angry to remove it and put some other type of composite or something else in it. You're just going to make it angry. So, you know, if we ask the question the other way and says, hey, either pull the tooth or get over it, you'd get over it, right? Because you don't want to lose the tooth, right?
Right.
Eliza, have the lymph nodes gotten worse since the little bit of mercury was placed?
I've noticed an increase, like another one grew in the back towards, like, on the left-hand side, and, like, they're not decreasing, they're not going down. If anything, they're increasing and getting a little bigger.
Ion, could the original lymph node appearing be due to mercury in the mouth?
It would affect it. It could affect it. We don't quite see it here. We see it. It's more of a all the thing together. She's had a compromised position on about four different fronts. Meanwhile, she's right on that step of it changing and ascending, but her temperature is all crazy. She thinks she's fine, but everybody else thinks she should be hot or cold. Ever how she is, but she's fine. So it's an extreme or an aberrated exposure is how it's presenting. So we'd say segregate it out in all the different parsing areas, and then if everything else is checked out and perfect and all it is the amalgam shift, then of course by Occam's razor you'd say yes, that's the point. But we think it's a little more of a shifting with a lot of other stuff too also. So if this bit of amalgam brought you into this position to get you over that, we'd say wonderful, but if not, then isolate everything else and then you'd know.
Yeah, and I suspect, Carolyn, that Eliza has been waiting for Ion. I said Ion would be here weeks ago, and every week that Ion didn't show up, Eliza's immune system decreased. I think it'll be changed now that she's talking to Ion.
Yeah, it's so relieving to know. I had a feeling, that's why I was just kind of blowing everyone off, not thinking, not that I wasn't taking it seriously, but I was like, hey, I'm on the RNA drops, it's a shift, you know, things are changing, so I wasn't really letting it get to me, but after a while, when so many people started bringing it up, then I was like, you know what, let me just check it out, so at least they can, you know, kind of be quiet.
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. Let them draw your blood. It'll be fine. You'll like it. It'll be good.
Now I'm thinking of not going to the
appointment. More and more people.
No, go. It'll be fine. We're saying it's not a bad thing. Don't believe us. Get happy.
Just don't pay attention to what they say. Yeah, don't pay attention to what they say, but enjoy their freak out. Enjoy their disease that they're going to get from looking at your blood picture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Watch them decompose.
It's not a problem.
The emotion of multitude. If more and more people start focusing on you and making a negative assessment, that's the test. You got to be unhurtable. Just like being on the radio. A million people hear you saying something. You shouldn't be bothered by that. But that's expressed in your personal life. When you say, oh, geez, 10 people have expressed something about my neck or something, that's where you succumb, and you shouldn't succumb to 1,000 people complaining about you.
Wise words, Bob.
Right?
Wise words.
Yes,
Thank you, Ian.
So do you have
Thank
a general?
You,
always, darling. It's great. You're fine, darling. Don't get too carried away with all or any of this. It's going to be okay. You're just in the progress, and you didn't know how you were doing. Be connected to your non-physical, and that's great, but don't make that an application that you're not connected if you don't have someone rubbing you right then, okay? The massage is the message, but it's not the moniker that makes you be massaged.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Eliza. Now, go ahead, Robert. I've opened your line. You can ask any questions. Robert in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, I've been wondering. From time to time, in my third eye, I get this line print that's from top to bottom, from side to side, and I can't read it. It's out of focus. And I'm wondering if that's some sort of download or what's that, or am I supposed to be doing?
Lower your chakra. Lower your hara. You know, when you lay your arms up, breathe in, and then come back down, it'll clear. What's happening is you got a lot of input. You run around handling all these strange people, and you bring all their junk to your house by rubbing up all this stuff. So what you need to do is clear. You have to learn how to clear. If you're going to be loving up all these people, you need to clear. And you should know this, but once you clear, then you won't have all that snot in your third eye chakra.
Can you be a little clearer about that? Because I'm a little too sometimes.
That's okay. We are too sometimes. Clear when you are, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. You have to find a way to basically smudge all the energies that you pick up and you... The energies that you pick up that are on you, they stack up, and then all of a sudden, you get snot in your third eye chakra.
Should I use sage, or should I just do some visualization, or the great sword?
Do the breathing thing where you raise your arms up, breathing in, touch the top, then hold it, breathe out, coming down, like in the codex. The codex, the picture of the human extending up and down and around. Use that. That'll help you. That'll help you to get you down to where you can lower your chi, lower your energy, so then you can clear your hara, and then you can clear all that stuff. See, doctors are the ones that get all the disease because they see all the sick people. And they get exposed to everything because they see all the...
Yeah, I'm a massage therapist, so I guess I do pick
up. You don't say. That's why we say when you rub all those people. Yeah, we know.
Okay. Well, I've been doing the body code, emotion code, so that seemed to help a little.
It is, but see, you're just picking up everybody else's stuff. You want everybody to feel better, and they do, but sometimes it's at your expense. So you have to learn how to clear. Just clear. And you'll find whatever it does. Sometimes you can take an Epsom salts bath, or sometimes you can do something else. You'll figure that out of what works, but a simple breathing exercise to lower your energy will help more. That's your first level. But you can do anything you want. You can take a bath in the good old magnesium, all of it, and it won't help you until you figure out how to clear. Because whatever you wash off, you're just going to go get right back on you.
Okay, so you have an answer to my satisfaction, just what it is that I should be able to see in my third eye, since I can't see very well with my physical eyes.
Well, you got to stop arguing for your limitations, because the sightedness is what you see.
Okay, yeah.
So you've got to be able to go. Can you get up in the middle of the night and go pee without having to turn on all the lights, and you just go to the bathroom and pee?
The light doesn't do me any good anyway. Yes, I can find my way.
So if you can find your way, then you feel your sightedness. And that's what you're saying, you don't feel your sightedness. And you're asking, what will I feel when I can see, or when I clear that third eye? And the same way you can be massaging somebody, and you go, oh, right here. You feel it. You go, oh, right here, and then you go to work on it. They don't have to tell you anything. You can tell them after you get into it. That's the same sightedness that you're asking us about right here, right now. And so the same way that you can do it to other people, what is it? The cobbler's children always have the worst shoes. Why don't you go get a nice massage?
Oh, you know, that sounds like a great idea. Hey, if I can ask another question.
You may.
I'm feeling quite... Like, my gosh, these people, I feel like I'm just a neophyte coming into this stuff, and I don't know if I have much to offer or if I'm just wasting other people's time. In other words, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed or intimidated.
But don't be. Just feel your way. Feel your way. You'll be all right. If it's comfortable, proceed. If it's not, hold back a little bit. We're not saying that you have to slam on the brakes. Just ease off the gas. Make sure it's comfortable for you, and then the neophytes will become Neapolitan.
Oh, okay. I have to look that one up. Oh, do I have any history with this group, or should I be pursuing something else?
You have tons of history. You connect more ways than you don't. Did you know that already, or you wouldn't ask that question? Why would you give your energy to something that you're trying to isolate yourself into from? So it's kind of like, hey, doctor, will I be able to play the piano after this procedure? And then the answer is, well, could you play the piano before?
Okay.
Your history is vast, is what we're concluding. But you already know that. I mean, it's history.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, right. Can't fight history.
Well, anyway, all this stuff that seems to be a download, what is that stuff trying to tell me? Or am I supposed to do anything with it?
You just file it, because you got it. You just file it. You'll use it later. It's always everything else. Just file it. Save it. It won't sour. It'll catch up, because if you get rid of it, then you're going to be sideways.
Would it be good for me to stay in this great city of Cleveland, Ohio? I feel a yen to move somewhere else.
Well, get happy. Get happy or get out.
Okay.
Yeah, go over and introduce yourself to Reverend Stang. That'll help you decide. He lives in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, really? How nice.
Hot in Cleveland. Hot in Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah, he's at the Church of the Subgenius. Google it. That's the big thing in Cleveland.
Oh, yes. I've never heard of it.
Imagine that.
Thank you.
Okay.